DeepEnglish.com.
Fears and Phobias, Active Speaking, Part D.
She tells the story of the sailors of the Essex who let their imagination and fear lead them to their doom. What led them to their doom? Their imagination and fear led them to their doom. Who let their imagination and fear lead them to their doom? The sailors of the Essex let their imagination and fear lead them to their doom. The Essex was a U.S.-based whaling ship in the early 1800s. Where was the Essex from? The Essex was from the U.S. What kind of ship was it? It was a whaling ship. Was it a whaling ship in the early 1900s? No, it was a whaling ship in the early 1800s.
It left port in 1820 to hunt whales, which were killed to make oil. Why was the Essex hunting whales? The Essex was hunting whales to make oil. After a 5-week journey, the Essex arrived on the west coast of South America, but was unable to find the whales they were hunting. How long did it take the Essex to arrive on the west coast of South America? It took the Essex 5 weeks to arrive on the west coast of South America. Did they find whales there? No, they didn't find whales there. Hearing stories that whales were plentiful more than 3,000 kilometers west of South America, they set off in search of their prey. Did they set off in search of their prey? Yes, they set off in search of their prey. Where were they going? They were going more than 3,000 kilometers west of South America. On November 20th, the Essex spotted whales, but on this day, the hunters became the hunted. When did the Essex spot whales? The Essex spotted whales on November 20th. Who spotted whales on November 20th? The Essex spotted whales on November 20th. Did the hunters become the hunted? Yes, the hunters became the hunted. An enormous, angry 25-meter whale smashed into the ship twice, ripping a massive hole into the boat and sending it to the bottom of the ocean. What smashed into the ship? An enormous, angry 25-meter whale smashed into the ship. How many times did the whale smash into the ship? The whale smashed into the ship twice. Did it rip a hole into the ship? Yes, it ripped a hole into the ship. The 21 sailors boarded 3 small boats that the Essex carried. These were fragile boats that were not meant to travel long distances. How many sailors were on the Essex? There were 21 sailors on the Essex. How many small boats did they have? They had 3 small boats. Were these strong boats? No, these weren't strong boats. These were fragile boats. Were they meant to travel long distances? No, they weren't meant to travel long distances. They were 10,000 miles from home and had only enough food and water for 60 days. How far were they from home? They were 10,000 miles from home. Did they have lots of food and water? No, they only had enough food and water for 60 days. They had 3 choices. How many choices did they have? They had 3 choices. Option 1, they could sail towards the Marquesa Islands, which were 1,200 miles away. How far were the Marquesa Islands? The Marquesa Islands were 1,200 miles away. What were 1,200 miles away? The Marquesa Islands were 1,200 miles away. This was the closest land, but they had heard terrifying stories of cannibals living here. What kind of stories had they heard? They had heard terrifying stories of cannibals living there. Option 2, they could sail for Hawaii, but the captain feared their small boats would be destroyed by storms. What was option 2? Option 2 was they could sail for Hawaii. What did the captain fear would happen if they went to Hawaii? The captain feared their small boats would be destroyed by storms. Option 3, they could sail south and then east back to the west coast of South America. This was by far the farthest option at over 3,000 miles, and they knew that their food probably wouldn't last that long. Was option 3 sailing to South America? Yes, option 3 was sailing to South America. Was this the farthest option? Yes, option 3 was the farthest option. How far was it? It was 3,000 miles. What was 3,000 miles? The west coast of South America was 3,000 miles. They were left with three fears: death by cannibals, death by storms, and death by starvation. How many fears did they have? They had three fears. What were their three fears? Their three fears were death by cannibals, death by storms, and death by starvation. Fearing cannibals and storms more than starvation, they decided on the long journey back to South America. What did they fear more than starvation? They feared cannibals and storms more than starvation. Did they decide on the long journey back to South America? Yes, they decided on the long journey back to South America. As they expected, they did run out of food, and their worst fear of being eaten ended up happening anyways. What did they run out of? They ran out of food. What was their worst fear? Their worst fear was being eaten. Did this happen? Yes, this happened anyways. Having run out of food, some of the men ate each other. Why did some of the men eat each other? They ate each other because they ran out of food. Only a handful of the sailors survived long enough to be rescued and tell their story. Did many of the sailors survive? No, only a handful of sailors survived. Karen Walker suggests that their downfall was not that they were fearful. Does Karen think that their downfall was that they were fearful? No, Karen thinks their downfall was not that they were fearful. Their problem was that they were not able to judge which fear was most realistic. What was their problem? Their problem was that they were not able to judge which fear was most realistic. Walker says that fear, when properly read, can be a teacher that can give us a little wisdom, a bit of insight, and a version of that most elusive thing, the truth. Do you believe that fear can be a teacher?